Hi, this is a dictation for Leonard of McLean, LanettaMcclain. Date of birth 2/7/1956. Date of accident 2/23/2025. Date of service is 10/20/2025. Miss Leonard McLean come here for a follow-up visit for various symptoms that are emanating from an accident that happened on 2/23/2025. In this accident, she was a front seat passenger restrained and was rear-ended and also front-ended. There were four car accident in which two people died. The accident happened on the freeway exit ramp, and this started her having headaches with various symptoms of TBI and pain syndrome affecting her neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, and numbness and tingling of both the hands and both legs. Today she reports her headaches are continuing as before, along with pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, with numbness and tingling of both the arms and all the fingers. She do not have any more shooting pain or radiation of numbness tingling to the legs, lower extremities. Overall, the pain is between 7 and 8. ADLs are affected 8. The patient is requesting a OT to be provided because she is not able to comb her hair or do ADLs like cooking. And she needs strengthening exercises currently. She is 60% improved with the various treatment that have been provided to her. Please review the record for ADL or system review. Additional issues. And substance abuse and the compliance history. And physical examination, blood pressure is 147/99, pulse 97, pulse ox is 100%. Rest of the exam comes from the previous visit, which is dated 9/17/2025, dictation number 0919-008. So the plan is to continue all the medications, which include Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Essifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tramadol 50 mg PRN for pain relief, Wellbutrin XR for mood and anxiety, and Neurontin for headaches and neuropathic pain. Medigesic is provided for headaches relief and lidoprim for topical pain relief. Physical therapy continues 2 times a week to the affected area of neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both elbows, and both knees. And patient remains disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation that has been ordered. The MRI for cervical spine, lumbar spine, and right knee, as well as both shoulders, was done at Park Medical 2 days ago. However, the reports are not available. The patient will revisit us in 2 days to review the MRI findings and move forward with the proper treatment plan. So far, the physical therapy and medications continue as per her wish. The patient did not want an early MRI to identify the issues. In addition, the MRI of brain cannot be done with NeuroQuant and SWI by the Park Medical. They do not have the equipment for it. Thank you so much.